Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, the July WASDE has been released. It's been talked about and anticipated. Give us an idea of what it revealed.
Well, I think it reveals some surprises, but let's start with Oklahoma wheat production. They increased the yield per acre to 38 from 37 bushels. They lowered the total production to 104 million, down from 111. So, of course, they lowered the harvested acres. Now, if you look at the WASDE, the wheat production for all wheat, right at expectations, 1.92 billion bushels. Ending stocks at 1 billion bushels. That's pretty close to where the market had it. The hard red winter wheat, 875 million bushels, 323 million bushels ending stocks. Corn production came in at 13.9 billion. I think that's above expectations. Ending stocks at 2 billion. They were expecting down on 1.7, 1.8. I think that's going to hit the market. Negative corn prices. Negative corn prices is negative wheat. Soybeans came in at 3.845 billion bushels. Ending stocks at 7.95. I think slightly less than the market expected, so that's good for beans. And cotton, 22 million bales, 6.7 million bales. Ending stocks probably in expectations.
Kind of some good and bad news for the wheat market. Sort that out for us.
Well, if you start with the bad news, I think the first you got to look at is the quality. And it's pretty, that is bad when you're talking about the quality is bad news. Test weight, less than 60 pounds. We like it above 60. It's still acceptable at probably around 58.5 to 59. But the protein level was coming in 11.3, 11.5. You know, you want that up there around 12.5. And so that's the market just, exports you need 12.5. The minimum coming into Houston or the export market is 12%, so that's bad. You got the fund positions for soft red winter wheat, they're long, 37,000 contracts. Hard red winter wheat, they're short, 27,000. In other words, the market's thinking cheap hard red winter wheat. If you look at the price spread between soft red winter wheat and hard red winter wheat, it's 64 cents premium soft. That's got to be a record spread. Normally, you know, maybe it'll be 5 or 10 cents above hard red winter, mostly. And if you look over past years, hard red's been 20, 15, 20 cents above soft red.
So we have to remember this is a world market that we're talking about. How does that kind of play into everyone's understanding and their management approach?
Well, I think if you're looking at the world market, Russian wheat or the Black Sea wheat, the early Ukraine-Russian harvest are coming in around 13% average protein. That's too high for bread flour. That protein will get you strength. And, you know, do you want a starchy, strengthy, rubbery cake or cookies or anything like that? The U.S. Protein is too low. The Black Sea is too high. It's possible, just possible, that some countries will be buying both Russian wheat and U.S. wheat to blend to get that protein level they want. You look at some good news that's going on in the market. In the panhandle, it's not necessarily the world market, but the world market impacts our price. Wheat's at $4.20. Corn's at $4.40. So we're feeding wheat again, and I think that's good for our prices. I think from a world standpoint, the world's going to want this wheat and what protein we have. However, our domestic millers need this scarce protein wheat, and I think they're going to try to bid it high enough to keep it in the domestic market.
So we will take that news for sure. Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.